Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 31st, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. As expected, since the Elon Musk takeover of Twitter last week, there were many developments related to the social media platform. According to the New York Times, new head of Twitter Elon Musk has ordered layoffs, reportedly telling managers to make a list of employees to cut. Musk also reportedly said the cuts will not be as drastic as the previously leaked number, which was as high as 75% of Twitter's 7,500 workforce. Musk also fired former CEO Parag Agrawal, former CFO Ned Segal, and former Chief Legal Officer Vijay Agadi last week. The dismissals were reportedly for cause, which could prevent any golden parachutes from being paid out. Some small changes that have already come to Twitter are how logged out users hitting Twitter.com are redirected to the Explore page with trending tweets and news stories instead of a sign-up page, and Twitter Superfollows will be renamed Subscriptions. The Verge reports a big change could be coming to Twitter Blue in the verified user blue check system on the platform. The Verge's sources claim the $4.99 Twitter Blue subscription service will get multiple tiers, with one of them costing $19.99, and current verified users would have 90 days to subscribe or lose their blue checkmark. Reportedly, employees working on the project were told it had to be ready to launch November 7th or they'd be fired. And General Motors has paused paid advertising on Twitter. In a statement to TechCrunch, the company said, "We are engaging with Twitter to understand the direction of the platform under the new ownership. As is normal course of business with a significant change in a media platform, we have temporarily paused our paid advertising. Our customer care interactions on Twitter will continue." According to a report by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple's new M2 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros may not arrive until next year in the first half of March. This particular release window would time the release with the macOS Ventura 13.3 and iOS 16.3 updates expected between February and March. Mark Gurman cites Apple's earnings call as evidence the M2 line won't release in 2022. Telegram founder Pavel Durov said on his Telegram channel that Apple claimed it wouldn't allow content creators to use third-party payment methods. Telegram allows content creators to offer access to channels or posts through a paywall that users can pay using a third-party method, bypassing Apple's in-app purchasing system. As a result, Durov says Telegram must disable paid posts and channels on its iOS app. Google very quietly acquired startup Altr, which first launched as Facemoji, for approximately $100 million about 2 months ago. There were no public announcements by either company, and according to TechCrunch, the purchase is to enable better competition against TikTok. Altr has a platform enabling developers to add avatar creation systems to apps and games. Peloton rolled out an app for Wear OS 3 smartwatches, which include the Google Pixel Watch, Samsung Galaxy Watch 4s, and the Galaxy Watch 5 series. The Peloton app tracks heart rate, pace, and workout data on the watch. However, the app cannot currently initiate a workout from the watch. A smartphone is required. Wear OS watches also cannot currently be paired to a Peloton bike, unlike the Apple Watch. Indian WhatsApp users in Bengaluru are now able to use the messaging platform to purchase train tickets and recharge travel passes. WhatsApp and Bangalore Metro Rail Corporation partnered to launch the chatbot-based QR ticketing system for Nama Metro, available in English and Kannada. The executive director said in a statement, "It is a proud moment for us as BMRCL becomes the first transit service globally to launch QR ticketing services on WhatsApp." And on Monday, China launched the third and final module necessary to complete its permanent space station. Mengshen was launched from the Wenchang Satellite Launch Center in the province of Hainan. It will join with the second laboratory module Wenxin, which is already connected to the crew living quarters Tianhe. The 23-ton Wenxin is heavier than any other single module spacecraft currently in space. Next year, China plans to launch a space telescope, which will not be part of the space station, but orbit in sequence with it. The station is expected to have a lifespan of 10 to 15 years. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.